Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
All right, welcome to another edition of Delusional Fandom with Panthers ride or die number one fan, Jonathan, Brad, and Max. What's going on, guys?
Going good. Max is moving around, which is causing a little audio here. Max can be still.
I know your ASL was really throwing me off.
It is throwing us off big time, Max. Hey, what's happening?
I just need to tell the world, because we got some emails over the last week. I know a couple of weeks ago I said, if we ever make it back to 3-3 or 500 at any point in the season, we would do the show with no shirts on, and that never happened. But what the listeners don't know is that we were so excited, we did the last show with no pants on. Dude. I mean, that's how excited we were. Pantsless podcast. Hashtag pantsless pod. So
pantsless Panthers.
Yeah, we're the pantsless Panther fans. That's a twister.
So are we playing like each win we take one more article of clothing off? Is that the
as a matter of fact, I'm not wearing socks tonight.
I'm gonna make sure I bundle up.
Pants are back on, socks are off. I got two socks off.
Jacob in the chat wants to know, why do you still have your shirts on? Unfortunately, the men are the ones that want to know why we don't have shirts
on. That's the podcast that you have to pay for every week.
Yeah.
What is it that the streamers do it on? Like the video gamers, what's that? Twitch or something?
Oh, what is that, Max?
Discord. You got to subscribe to our Discord to get the shirtless pod.
I want to say something. Man, I love getting with you guys every week and talking Panthers. But today, I happened to run across a reel that is indicative of the life of a Panther fan. I'm going to play this for us to listen. Because, Max, you haven't heard this yet.
Get your thoughts on the game. I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever... I'm always a Jets fan, but, like, I hate this team.
I've seen that. I've seen that on my phone like
I mean, this
times.
Kid looks broken, Jonathan.
I hate this team. I'm like born into this, and I'm not going to ever... I'm always a Jets fan, but like... I hate this team.
Hey, that's how I feel after a couple of Panthers games last few years.
Oh my gosh. You know...
That's so real. I love that kid.
Yeah, that kid's probably maybe 2 years older than Max. And he has had zero to root for in his life as a Jets fan. More or less than what we've had to root for. But I'm still not in love with this Panther team. I'm not in love. Like, this is not a team where I'm like, man, I just love it. You know, the 15-1 season, we love that team, right? Like, we go back to that team when we just enjoy life. This one, I'm not in love with this team. Are you?
I got to tell you, I'm
taking
scared.
It's how you guys
I'm
look at you.
I'm scared to fall in love. I'm scared I'm going to get my heart broken.
Yeah. I think we got Delusional Dad in the chat, too. He hasn't said anything, but I think Delusional Dad's here. I'm scared to fall in love with him, too, man, because... I don't know, man. I feel that kid's pain. I really do. I just hate this team. I know what he's going through. Like, if you're a Jets fan, we talked about this last week. They have some talent. That's what's so weird. They have talent. Don't you agree, Max?
Yeah, they have a lot of talent.
But I do think Sauce Gardner's a little overrated.
No.
Sauce Gardner, definitely not overrated. That tight end Taylor is a good football player.
Jason Taylor's son?
Is that Taylor's son? I did not realize that. He's a good tight end.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Sauce Gardner is not as good as J.C. Horn.
Jace, what's that, Max?
You think he is, Max?
Yeah, Sauce is way better than J.C. Horn.
Dude, you are crazy.
Sauce years ago, maybe, but J.C. Horn is a better cornerback right now.
Well, yeah, but like overall, like...
We're talking about this year, who's the better cornerback?
Well, probably J.C. Horn, but like...
I'm going to put rank top 10 cornerbacks as of October 21st, 2025 in the NFL. Let's see what it says. Searching the web. I love when it tells me that. It's going through all the... Here's... Sertan is number one.
Yeah.
Stingley is number two. Sauce Gardner, three. I don't buy that, man.
Yeah.
Trent McDuffie, Christian Gonzalez, Marlon Humphrey, Denzel Ward, J.C. Horn is eighth. I disagree with that. And that's not even... I'm not even the biggest J.C. Horn fan. I think Sauce is overrated.
No,
I think he's got a cool name, which helps his game. If his name was Rick Gardner, people would not be like talking about him. But because he's got sauce in his name, I don't know.
His real name's Ahmed, I think.
Is it?
Yeah,
is Sauce Gardner overrated?
J.C. Horn's he's tied for the most interceptions of any corner in the league or in the NFL this year.
It says some critics argue he's overrated because he holds a lot and his decline in 2024.
However, stats from 2024.
He does a lot of holding. He holds receivers and gets away with it. That's what it says here.
He doesn't hold. If he's getting away with it, that means he's not doing it. There's a hold on every play in the NFL.
Yeah, there's definitely a hold on every play. That's why we were so shocked last week that the Chiefs had zero penalties called on them.
That is crazy. How many times does that happen?
I don't know, but I know sometimes we drift into LeBron talk. I was watching Scap today, and he said since, I forget what year it was, the Lakers have had 1,200, they've shot 1,200 free throws since 2020, I think, or 2019, 2020. And that is 500 more than any other than the second place team in the NBA.
Wow.
And they've shot the least amount, and the opponents have shot the least amount of free throws when they're playing them. So when you play the Lakers, you don't go to the line, they do. So it goes back to the Chiefs thing, right? Like, the NFL wants the Chiefs to be in the Super Bowl, just like the NBA wants the Lakers and LeBron to be in the finals. So they try their best to help them every way they can.
I got a stat for you. Since the start of 2024, only one team out of 726 individual team games had zero accepted penalties against them. So putting that together, if you look at a 700-plus team performance over a couple seasons, only one had zero penalties, implying a rate of well under 0.2% for a team playing clean of any penalties. That's like winning the lottery for the Chiefs.
You mean not having one flag thrown at you? That's how rare it is?
Yeah. It's only happened 12 times in the last 16 years.
Wow.
So,
I did see a stat for this week that blew my mind, that they played the Raiders, and the Raiders only played 30 offensive snaps in this game.
Wow.
That seems crazy, right, Max?
Yeah.
Is there any team more depressing than the Raiders at this point? Because before we went on air just now, I read that the Cowboys are in talks to trade for Max Crosby. Which, if you're going to pay Max Crosby, why wouldn't you just pay Micah Parsons?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, they're like robbing Peter to pay Paul at this point. They're going to give the draft capital the Packers gave him for Max Crosby. I don't understand that. What do you think about that, Max? Where do you rank Max Crosby as defensive lineman?
I don't know. Probably top five.
Top five?
Who would you rather have, Mason Crosby or what's his name? Jack. What's your name from the Lions?
Jack Campbell?
Aiden Hutchinson?
No. Is Jack something?
Jack Campbell?
Jack Campbell.
I'd rather have Max Crosby.
Yeah, Max Crosby's a beast. I just wanted you to talk to Mac about your own team.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what am I supposed to say?
Let's talk about the Panther game. We hadn't even talked about that yet. It was a boring game, right?
It was a game that if we had been on the losing side of, we would have been furious.
Yes. Do you think Tyrod Taylor is that much better than Justin Fields?
No, no,
Tyrod, I don't either.
But Justin Fields is bad.
Yeah, I think he's not even as good as a third stringer in the NFL at this point. But bro's making $20 million this year, so he's making a bank to do what he's doing.
Good for him. I'm glad that he could do that. But man, he is terrible.
Yeah, I feel like I would call this game missed opportunities. The Panthers had opportunities. I'm not on board with Dave Canales. I'm not a fan of Dave Canales. And I don't understand this. We have to play Chuba Hubbard just as much as we play Rico. This is not rec league. This is big boy football where you get paid to play. And anyone that has a functioning brain and working eyes can see Rico at this point, because Chuba's coming back from an injury, is better than Chuba. And I was shocked when we had Chuba out there when we needed to ice this game.
I know.
Like, that was killing me. I'm like, what in the world is going on here? Max and I could not believe that, right, Max?
Yeah.
It's stupid coaching. I don't understand it. What are your thoughts on it, Jonathan?
I get it. They want to pay the guy or play the guy that's getting paid. But you got to ride the hot hand. I know I'm probably in the minority in this. I think we need to find a way to trade Chuba while he has value, because he is a good running back. There's no question. Trade him, extend Rico, and we need to get Trevor Etienne more carries. I think he's a good rookie.
I think he's good too, but I don't know if I'm trading Chuba. I just think Chuba.
You can't have a highly paid backup like Chuba. That.
They do it in football all the time. The Falcons are paying Kirk Cousins $40 million to not even play.
Yeah, He's an insurance policy with running backs. I don't know. You can't have a running back making that much money. You have to accept that next season Rico is going to be on a different team if we do it that way. We're not going to have two $10 million running backs.
We did that with we did it with D'Angelo and Jonathan Stewart.
I don't think so. I don't think we paid them either one of them that much.
I feel like we paid them a lot. That's a 4-year time, Max. They were really good.
And they're
but
not,
they were different backs.
They're not complimentary backs like Thunder and Lightning were. Isn't that what they called them?
Yeah, they're Thunder and Thunder.
They're not. They're like Lightning and Heavy Precipitation or something. I don't know. Oh,
gosh, Lightning and Heavy Precipitation. Yeah, they are not. I don't know. They're too much like each other. We need a scat back, one like ETN that can just catch some balls and run a little bit. You know who was a good scat back was Darren Sproles. Remember that guy?
Oh, he was awesome.
Dude, he killed us with the Saints all the time, man. He was so hard to play against. What'd you think about Doug Martin dying, by the way?
Dude, muscle hamster, that is, rest in peace. That guy was a fantasy saver back in the day.
You know, I read that three of the Bucks players from that season he played with them, they were good, are dead now.
That's sad. Who else?
Vincent Jackson and one other player. Vincent Jackson, ironically, my first receiver I drafted in fantasy football back many, many years ago.
That's a crazy thing to remember.
I do remember that, man. Oh my gosh. Is it crazier than my boss seeing a guy that I went to high school with? I still think that's the craziest story that I called to tell you about.
That's the biggest coincidence, but Doug Martin dying, that was a shocker because he was only like, what, 36 or something?
Yeah, but it goes to those hits to the head, man.
Do they know what happened to him yet? I haven't even looked today.
His family released a statement saying that he suffered from mental illness. And they had been trying to get him help, and he broke into a neighbor's house. And I guess he was not healthy. It's really sad, man. That CTE can really... That's why I'm like, with Max playing football, he's got one concussion, and then he's not playing again. If he gets one hit to the head.
Max is already cross-eyed. We can't...
Yeah. You should do the whole podcast cross-eyed.
Don't do it.
Every time I used to do that, cross-eyed. I would hear, they're going to stay like that. And I'm like, no, I don't want to stay
like
that.
I hear that too. Do they actually?
Speaking of that, I called you today, Jonathan. Mike Evans was knocked out last night. He was snoozing on the field, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And then he was walking off, couldn't even see, man. He couldn't even open his eyes, man. That dude got his bell rung. And it wasn't even by a player, just hitting the ground. That's the crazy part.
Lions were celebrating after it.
I was just talking with somebody. Well, I wonder, like, not just concussions, but injuries in general. Like, it seems like they're becoming more frequent, like season-ending injuries. Why is that? Is it all the players are getting bigger, faster, stronger, and the hits are getting bigger?
I've heard experts talk about this that played the game, and they said the injuries are worse now because they don't wear pads as much in practices, and they don't work as hard in training camp because they have all these rules. So when players go out there, they're not in the same shape they were 25 years ago on the field. So they're pulling muscles, they're tearing Achilles, that's what I heard.
Injuries, like the broken, was a clavicle or something?
Well, that was a freak. That was a freak accident. And I still think that was a catch. Don't you, Max?
Yeah, that's definitely.
I mean, he caught the ball.
He
hit the ground and broke his clavicle, his reaction was to let the ball go. But he caught it and pulled it in. I'm surprised they didn't rule it a fumble on the field. But, I mean, I'm glad they didn't. That would have been -2. The guy gave me 0 points last night in fantasy football.
Yeah, same.
So, now I'm just going to cut Mike Evans. I'm just going to cut him. What a wasted pick, man.
I shared this with the guys in my small group earlier that this, in one of my fantasy group or fantasy leagues, it's a guillotine league, and Mike Evans became available after week two, and I had a really no good receivers, and I picked up Mike Evans when he was injured with the hope of when I get Mike Evans back, my team will be complete. That's all I need is this one more receiver. And look what happens. His first game back, he's out for the season. That's a good life lesson. You always think you need that one extra thing, and it's never going to fulfill you.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that before. I feel your pain, Jonathan. How much pain are the Panthers in at this point with Bryce Young missing the next few weeks?
It blows my mind.
He's missing more than 1 week?
I think he'll miss more than 1 week. I think he'll miss a couple weeks.
I think he's going to miss at least two or three. That high ankle sprain is no joke. In every sport, if a guy gets a high ankle sprain, it sets him back. Especially a guy like him who's got to be mobile, you know?
Yeah, but do you think having Andy Dalton back there, he's not mobile, will help our receivers? Because he's going to stay in that pocket and he's going to sling it. He's got a better arm than Bryce.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That guy looked not great on Sunday.
Would you rather have Jameis slinging it right now? I always go to Jameis.
I love Jameis, but I don't know. That's a hard one.
Would you rather have Joe Flacco slinging it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. He's and Aaron Rodgers are the two prettiest balls I've ever seen.
Yeah, but the thing about it, him and Aaron Rodgers are equals at this point in football. Aaron Rodgers is not better than Joe Flacco. Only thing Aaron Rodgers can do better than Flacco is he can throw it further. I don't think anybody can throw farther than Aaron Rodgers in the NFL.
Even Josh at Allen? 4-1.
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers threw the longest pass in the NFL in the last like 15 years Thursday night. Like he had like 69 yards air. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Like for a 41-year-old who's not jacked up and muscular, homie can sling it, man. But Who wants a Karen on your team? And he's nothing but a Karen. I was talking to my Viking fan friends today or Sunday, and they were like, my buddy Tavis was like, you know, I had a weak moment where I thought, should we have gotten Aaron Rodgers? Then he said, nah. I was like, nah, I can't. We can't have Aaron. There's no way. Even Vikings fans are watching Carson Wentz don't want Aaron Rodgers. And speaking of Carson Wentz, have we seen a guy go down the crapper more than him? He looks horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, Max, when you were 4, Carson Wentz was on pace to be MVP of the NFL. I want you just to think about that for a moment. Carson Wentz was an MVP front runner that season. And then he blew his knee out. And he's never been the same. And then they drafted Jalen Hurts. And he got mad because Jalen Hurts came in the game. And then they got rid of him. That's his story. Anyway, final verdict on the Panthers. What are we thinking here?
Before we move off of the Panthers, I want to go back to a segment we've played every week that you typically lead.
Oh, yeah, good.
It's text messages.
Jacob's favorite segment.
Text messages from Sunday. Group chat from Sunday.
Will you read it?
I'll read them. I got them up. That's what I was doing when I did it here a minute ago, and I was just like, uh-huh. I'm going to start it off, Brad, with the Rico should have been starting. We get a shout-out to Corbett Sucks.
That has to be there. Corbett is – who's that center that we had years ago? Me and you went and watched the Falcons game. And he looked like
the dang Tecmo Super Bowl. Yeah.
What was that guy's name? I can't remember his name at this point.
Yeah, he was terrible. But I will say for the record, I was traveling and I missed the first half. So I did not see the entire
half. You probably missed the best part of the game, right, Max?
Yeah.
So then I get to see terrible play calling from Brad.
I stand by that.
Here's a big one. Mr. I Knew Excel Was Great says at 2:06 p.m., Excel sucks.
Well, because he didn't he do offensive pass interference and he wasn't even getting the ball thrown to him, Max?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
Then we get a from Josh, we're losing this game.
Well, in Josh's defense, he goes with that line every week. He's always like, we're losing, we've lost, it's over. Okay.
There's lots of back and forth about Rico and Chuba. That's a recurring theme in this chat. Josh says Tyrod's in the game now. Bad news.
I really wasn't worried about Tyrod.
Then I gaslight you and say that you love Tyrod.
I've never even said that. I've never even said I love Tyrod.
I don't think you have either, but I had to get you somehow.
Never said that. I don't know. I liked him coming out of West Virginia. I was actually surprised he's been in the league 15 years. That was shocking to me.
I know. We actually, I guess because we kind of cruised a lot, we didn't have a lot of too crazy chat. You know, you kind of faded out of it. There was lots of talk about Dalton being old and slow and more conversation about Rico and Chuba. We kept it kind of more positive, especially in the second half when I got involved.
Yeah, it's always weird when one of us isn't involved.
But this is a good point. Josh did say this. Playing Chuba on this last drive makes me wonder, do we even want to win this game? And that was why...
Why would he say that?
Because Chuba was in and Rico not on that last drive. But anyways, I then declared after... JC Horn got that interception. I nicknamed myself, which Max, you're on here, so I won't repeat it, but it has to do with JC Horn's last name.
Okay. I got you. Listeners, you'll know.
But we actually weren't that bad. We're 4-3 now. I think we're really close to being 14-3. And
I called it 14-3. The Red Rifle is going to be shooting that BB gun this weekend.
We're
getting close to being number one in the division.
We are? What?
Yeah, Tampa was 5-2. We're 4-3.
Oh, dude, and we're going to beat them in, what, 2 weeks?
Three
weeks. We're beating them.
Yeah, but we got to beat the Bills and the Packers first.
All in all, the Bills will be a good game, but do you want me to read some delusional takes that we had this week? Oh, my God.
What do we got?
Okay, one, the New York Jets might be the worst team in the history of the NFL, and I'm ready to say it now before the bye week. I disagree. I think the Panthers' Jimmy Clausen year was way worse than this Jets team.
There was a lot of Houston Texans teams that would also enter the chat.
Can we say C.J. Stroud is not that good? Are we allowed to say that? Are we supposed to still say, this guy, we're crowning him, he's a top five? There's no way.
He's not a top five, but like...
No, they were saying that rookie year. This guy's a top five quarterback.
Well, yeah, rookie year, because his stats...
He hasn't been good since his rookie year.
But yeah. Max, you've made that mistake with Jackson Dart. You were talking about how great Jackson Dart is. You got to learn. You cannot trust rookie seasons.
Yeah, you can't... now, wait, there's one rookie season you could trust. Number one, baby. Number one's rookie season.
But a lot of times, what was our record, though? We didn't have a great record our rookie season, did he?
No, I think he won like five games.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't, sometimes the rookie season lies to you and you get too high or too low. Guys can end up being better. I think, didn't Peyton Manning have a terrible rookie season?
He threw the most interceptions of any rookie that year.
And he's one of the all-time greats now. And then you get a guy like C.J. Stroud who lights up the world. I mean, he was... They were definitely saying he was top five in the NFL already. Like, yeah. On ESPN, they were declaring that.
But they did it again with Jaden Daniels. He's a top five quarterback.
Yep.
Is he? Can he stay healthy? There's no way he's a top five quarterback.
Right.
There's five. Dak Prescott, top five quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Hey, there's a guy that I know. His name's Brandon, and he's the number one Dallas and Dak Prescott.
Brandon, the master of anger.
Yeah, Dak Prescott gets more hate for no reason. That guy's a good quarterback.
Dude, what would you... Okay, What would you give up limb-wise on your body right now to have Dak Prescott as the Panthers quarterback?
I'll say this.
Nothing.
If you could guarantee me for the rest of my life that we would have a Dak Prescott-level quarterback for the rest of my life, you could cut off both of my pinkies.
I would give my arm up, my left arm. I don't need it.
Are you talking about the rest of Dak's career or for the rest of your
life?
Yeah,
just to have Dak. Yeah, like, okay, just to have Dak coming, you know you're going to win 3 Super Bowls with Dak.
Yeah.
I mean, truthfully, Dak's up there with Cam. I don't think he's that far off of Cam as good. I mean, he's good. He's not a mobile guy like Cam, but he's got a better arm than Cam.
I'm going to make another crazy statement. Jerry Jones is not that bad of an owner.
No, that's stupid. You must have had too much to drink.
I'm out. That was delusional.
Prescott, though, worth every dollar they're giving him. And Dallas is a fun team with CeeDee Lamb back. They're a fun team to watch. I'm glad we beat them without CeeDee Lamb. I think they had CeeDee Lamb, we'd lose that game.
Yeah, that's a lot of firepower on offense.
It is. But Dak, okay, Dak's better. Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, who am I missing? Daniel Jones right now is a top 5 quarterback. Yeah. Prove me wrong on that. I think actually Colts, best team in the NFL.
Yeah.
Today. Even though they got a weird owner who wears a visor on the sidelines and wears the headset and listens to all the play calls. Which is super weird to me. I don't understand.
I wish I could do that. That'd be sick.
If you owned a team, Jonathan, would you sit on the sideline with a headset on listening to all the plays being called?
Only if I was owner and I was the wife.
Wait, what quarterback are we missing here? We're missing a couple of good Baker Mayfield.
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold's at least a top 9.
Sam Darnold's a top 15 guy this year for sure.
Top
CJ
7.
Stroud. Okay, it's CJ Stroud. Let's be real. Does he crack the top 20?
No.
I don't think
Justin
he does.
Herbert, Brock Josh Purdy.
Allen. Oh, Brock Purdy's not cracking top 20 this year.
He's better than CJ Stroud.
No. I don't know. He's not even playing.
He's not even playing.
Yeah, but when he's healthy, he's better
than better question is who's down, who's below 20? Bryce Young, right? Jackson Dart.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones. Kyler Murray.
Josh.
Carson Wentz or J.J. McCarthy, whoever you want to throw. Caleb Williams.
Drake May.
No, okay, it's funny you bring Drake May up. Here's a take I want to read to you guys.
Are you saying, like, that shouldn't be in the top 20?
Oh, I was saying people better than...
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking people in the bottom 20. I was naming bottom 20 people.
Oh.
I got one for you. Got one better than CJ Stroud right now. Spencer Rattler.
No. I don't know about that.
Yeah, he is. He's definitely better.
Mac Jones is better than CJ Stroud.
Who?
You think there's no way. CJ Stroud's
Mac Jones.
Stats.
What are you Googling?
We're so quiet. Stats in 1,252.
Oh, wait.
Rattler.
Yeah. 1,000. Oh, I'm looking at Mac Jones.
Okay. CJ Stroud, 1,076 yards, 8 touchdowns. That doesn't give me anything about Spencer Rattler. Rattler threw 6 games. 6 touchdowns, 1,200 yards, 1 interception. CJ has 8-3. Add Bryce Young in there. Okay, back to what we're saying about Drake May. Here's a take on Drake May, a delusional take. Drake May has now moved into MVP status.
Is that delusional?
100% that's delusional. He is not an MVP contender. There's no way. Come on, man. Let's be real. I like the Tar Heels, but
I got to say this. You were saying last week that Baker Mayfield is an MVP contender, and I think Drake May's having a
yeah, Drake May's cooking.
You think he's having a better year than Baker Mayfield?
I think he's having as good of a year.
So Bryce Young has 1,200 yards, 11 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
Who?
Bryce Young. Plus, he has some rushing touchdowns, right?
Dang, Drake May really is cooking. His stats are good.
Bryce has 11-5. And I mean, I think I'm going to go ahead and say this, and I'm going to come out. He has 11-5 and one rushing. So it's 12-5. And CJ has 8-3. I think Bryce is having a better year than CJ Stroud. And Bryce is not even having a good year.
The problem with Bryce is he's like Jekyll and Hyde. Like, his highs have been high and his lows have been low. So he's got to get consistent.
Yeah, but he's on pace now for he's on pace for a good season.
Drake May has the highest rating of any quarterback this year so far. Well, tied with Jared Goff for a quarterback who's played every game this season.
Bryce is on pace to throw for 3,100 yards, 27 touchdowns, and 12 picks. That's pretty good. We would take that at the beginning of the year, Jonathan. If you said Bryce 27-12, you're like, sign me up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I still want to move on from Bryce after the season, personally. I still think there's a better option out there somewhere. I'd go get a veteran quarterback and at least have Bryce compete for that job.
Yeah.
Don't just crown him. But, I mean, him getting hurt throws a wrench in that because they could be like, we're going to give him another year to really crap the bed out there. But is the Bryce era as exciting as the Cam era? No.
Not even close. The Cam era, that was a great time to be alive.
It was. Do we have any other?
You would have been a Panther fan if you were old enough in 2015.
Oh, my gosh, Max, you would have been like, this is amazing. Because we went into every game not even considering losing it. It was just a matter of how much are we going to win it by.
Yeah, well, you remember we averaged like, what, 30 points a game, and we had the number one defense.
I feel like the Panthers in 2015 would beat the Lions in 2025.
Oh, by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
We would win by 10.
We would, because, I mean, we boat raced the Cardinals in the playoff game, like 44-17.
I was about to say, boat race isn't even, it was like a jet ski versus a canoe or something.
And then we had the Seahawks in the championship game, and we crushed them. We let them get back in it, but it was still a butt whooping.
Yeah.
From start to finish.
To the day I die, I'll believe the Super Bowl was rigged. They wanted to give Peyton another Super Bowl on his way out.
Yeah, and poor Cam gets like, crush for not going for the ball. I don't think there's nobody on that field tougher than Cam. I don't think he wasn't. I think it was just a lapse in judgment. But here we are talking some of this 11 years ago. Oh my gosh. We're becoming the Cowboys.
Max, how did we do on our picks last week?
Yes, Max.
Okay. The first game was the Panthers, versus the Jets. We all said the Panthers. That's good.
Give me one win, baby.
The next game was the Broncos and Giants. Me and my dad chose Giants, and then Jonathan chose the Broncos.
He got one on me. Gosh.
3 points in the fourth quarter.
The next game was the Bucks and the Lions. And me and my dad said the Lions, and then Jonathan said the Bucks.
Good. 2-1 for me. I'll tell you that.
And then the next game was the Commanders versus the Cowboys. My dad and Jonathan said Commanders, and I said Cowboys.
Crap.
And then the next game was the Rams and Jaguars. Me and Jonathan chose Rams, and my dad chose Jaguars.
Jags are phonies, man.
So our record right now.
Me and Max, we were 3-2. Brad, you were 2-3.
Yeah, you got one on me, Jonathan.
So the record right now, Jonathan is 15-20. My dad's 18-17.
At least I'm over 500.
And I'm 16-19.
Let this be a lesson, Max, that we should not. This is why you don't bet, because we would be losing our shorts right now if this is real.
Yeah, we're already pantsless. Can you imagine?
I went 4-1.
Okay, so what's our game this week?
Who's 4-1?
No, I went 4-1, like in the
past. Yeah, but overall this season, you're down, dude. The house always wins.
I'm winning, so I guess I'm pretty good.
Yeah, right. Shut your mouth.
I'm one game over 500. I'll take it. Delusional dad, that's good, right? Can we get a attaboy in the chat? That's attaboy.
The first game is the Panthers and the Bills.
He said good boy. Thanks, Dad. I appreciate that.
The first game is the Panthers versus the Bills.
Panthers versus Bills. I'm going to go Bills.
Why do we have to? Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at Panthers.
I'm going Panthers. Okay, the next game is the Cowboys versus the Broncos. I'm going Cowboys.
I'm going Cowboys.
Cowboys and Broncos. I'm gonna go Broncos.
Okay.
We're gonna have a new leader in the clubhouse next week because Jonathan's picking the opposite of me.
Next game is the Giants and Eagles.
I'm gonna go Giants.
No, I was gonna go Giants.
I'm going Eagles.
Oh my God.
I read an article today, by the way. Nobody's having a worse season than Saquon.
Yeah.
Saquon is having a horrible season.
He is, but he's going to come alive eventually, and it's going to be this week against the Giants. Revenge game, going to run for 200 yards.
Okay.
Next game is the Niners and Texans.
Niners.
I'll go Texans.
You know you can pick Niners, Max. You don't have to just pick the opposite.
Yeah, but I don't want to pick the same thing as you the whole time. Next game is the Packers and Steelers.
Packers.
Packers.
I go Steelers.
Aaron Rodgers revenge game. Do we have that?
Oh, yeah.
Right, I'm a little nervous, though, because this one's at the Steelers.
Oh. I mean, I hope the Packers lose for the Lions' sake.
Packers are the better team.
Dude, yeah. I looked up tickets to a Lions game because Max was like, I'd love to go to Ford Field. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to look them up. Cheapest seats per ticket, $298 on StubHub.
Wow.
I can't even bring myself to pay that. It'd be $600 for me and him just to go sit in the nosebleeds.
That's crazy.
To watch them play the Vikings.
We should go to the Vikings game against the Lions.
That might be cheaper. I mean, we wouldn't have to fly to Detroit.
Anything else? Could start a GoFundMe to get treatment for Max's cross eyes and then use the money for tickets.
Oh, Max, go cross-eyed again. Let me get a picture. My son is cross-eyed. Can we please help him? GoFundMe. As he's got his podcast headphones on.
Oh, it's at Detroit.
Yeah, but Detroit comes here, too.
Yeah, I think week 18, probably. Or is that against... I think it's either December 14 or December 25th.
I don't know. But, hey, anything else, guys? We want to add anything else to this week? What a week, man. Good times.
Great podcast.
Awesome. Love seeing you guys. For Delusional Dad, for Max, for Jonathan, my name is Brad. We will see you next week on Delusional Fandom.